Lovers Lane is hiring at most locations for full and part-time key holders. I know there's always more to know, and we'll train you on everything. Apply online at loverslane.com or go to the location of your choosing to fill out a paper application.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
Today and tomorrow only, we are doing the Come First Sale. Believe it or not, you are going to receive half off any one item of your choosing today and tomorrow only, in store and online.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
Hello again, everyone. Happy Pride Month. Welcome back to the Intimacy Advisor Podcast. My name is Haley. I'm a romance specialist in our stores, an intimacy expert online, and the host of the Intimacy Advisor Podcast, which is all about love, romance, connecting and bonding with your partner, some fun toys, a bunch of suggestions, really. And today's episode is all about toys for men, or if you own a penis and or a prostate, then this episode is for you as well. I know that I've talked a lot in past episodes about more clitoral toys, or maybe like internal or G-spot anal toys, some rabbits, of course BDSM. And I think that today's episode is the first one exclusively for those looking to stimulate a penis or a prostate. So, you know, if this is going to be more for solo play or couples play, I know I have a few people asking me questions like what toys to buy for your partner when one partner isn't present. And, you know, if that's your agreement and that's what you're looking for, that's perfectly fine. But there's also some really amazing toys for penises that are great for edging or for couples and for foreplay and, of course, outer course. So if you're looking for a masturbator style, something that they can use if you don't want to use it for foreplay, maybe like when you're not present, of course I have suggestions for those. They're going to be a little bit later in the episode because I really think that most people are intrigued with the idea of a C-ring if you've never tried something during intercourse or for prolonging or intensified orgasm. That is where I usually direct people right away. It is the most popular style of toy for like during intercourse, other than of course the WeVibe Chorus. But if somebody doesn't want to insert a toy, like the WeVibe is built for both G-spot and clitoral play, or if you want to focus a little bit more on the penis owner and give a little bit more intensified stimulation, C-rings are great because it keeps all that blood flow towards the head of the shaft, which is going to then provide longer, harder, and stronger erections. Who wouldn't want that? So the C-rings that have a little bit more play to them compared to some others are going to be, of course, vibrating rings, which usually have a small bullet on the top of the ring, and it's kind of set on the pubic mound. And when they're all the way inserted, that's where a lot of clitoral stimulation can be hands-free during intercourse. And some people are a little bit nervous to get a vibrating one, and my biggest suggestion with that is, you know, turn it off. If you decide that you like it by itself with no vibration and it's doing what it needs to, and you ever want to add a vibe to it later, the only thing you need to do is turn it on or put a battery in or charge it, and then you have a whole new toy with the vibration rather than having to come back and buy one that now vibrates. So C-rings are going to fit tight on the base of the shaft, and some people like a couple different rings throughout the shaft, but like generally speaking, they're going to go at the base of a penis and kind of hold all that blood flow towards the top. Make sure that you get a good water-based lube with any C-ring because they do fit really tight. And so if you change positions, it helps to kind of slide the ring in a way that's comfortable, or if you have a vibrating one, to flip the side over to keep that vibrating piece on the clitoris. Lube also really helps so you don't have to take the ring off just to put it back on. A lot of guys get that intensified strength of orgasm from a C-ring that doesn't vibrate. So if you're trying to have just a longer lasting ejaculation, there's some really great rings for that. Something like a double C-ring. So that has two spots open and it's like one hole for the shaft and one is going to provide some pull for the testicles. And like I, you know, mentioned, I keep mentioning this because I just want you guys to all be on the same page, that rings are supposed to be really tight. So don't forget to go slow when you put it on. You don't want to just snap it on to you and, you know, take it slow and put some lubricant on. But having the two rings versus the one, it's actually going to pull the testicles farther away from the urethra on the shaft. And it's going to give a longer distance for that ejaculate to travel. And you actually get a longer and a stronger orgasm out of that. My favorite one is the Hunky Junk brand C-ring. It's the C-ring and ball tugger. It's $28. It's really, really stretchy. It's not as thin as a lot of rings, so there's no ripping or, you know, if you accidentally tear it when you put it on. The best one for beginners, in my opinion, I always point to that Sono ring. It's number, I think it's 47. They all number their products. And it has the strap, and the strap that goes down to separate the shaft and the testicles is a bit longer. So that's really good for beginner play because it still holds the body the way that it needs to. But the material on it is like a really plush TPE, and that's an elastomer. So really soft, really stretchy, but still some good hold. And then those packs, I don't know if you've ever checked them out, but we have a lot of different packs of C-rings, which are really popular for actually the same reason. If you don't know what size of a ring that you would need to fit tight but comfortable, you really don't know until you try. And I think for that reason, a lot of brands do sell like packs of three or so rings together, and you can kind of layer them. A lot of people put the smallest ring at the base of the head, and then the medium ring is going to go at the base of the shaft, and the largest one can also go over the testicles. So a lot of hold there. But when you put that small ring underneath the head, it's going to add a lot of intensity at the frenulum where most nerve endings are and kind of stimulate that area. But if that's not the order that you want to go, or you just need a larger ring, however is comfortable for you, that's what's going to work. You have to almost treat it as like a trial and error because everyone's different size and you like a little bit of a different hold. So until you try it, that's how you know. And like I mentioned, you know, C-rings of course can be used for intercourse, but a lot of them are used with stroking toys or after using an enhancement like maybe a pill or a pump to keep an erection. C-rings are kind of like a temporary enhancement where a pump would be a complete enhancement, more of a long-term thing that you get with a pump versus a C-ring. So I'll touch on those a little bit too. There's a lot of different pumps that we sell, and by far the Bathmate brand is our most popular pump. So if you are not comfortable maybe wearing something during intercourse like a C-ring and you just want an extra like girth enhancer, length enhancer, or like stamina trainer, that's where I point a lot of people to our pumps. And we have some really great automatic air ones, do not get me wrong, that I've heard great reviews on. But I usually try to show people the Bathmates simply because the reviews on those compared to any other pump are outstanding. I see personally a lot of guys that will come try a Bathmate pump and they have to eventually come in for the different size, the next size up, because they're growing in length and girth. And that is actually how you're sized for a pump when you take it home. They come, I believe, in four or five different sizes, and there's a little chart that you can look up online, or we do have it in the store to see what size you're going to start with. But basically, this is kind of how they work. So imagine an air pump, and you go to put it on your penis, but you can't actually see how much air, of course, is going to go into that chamber. So a lot of penis owners will put that pump on and get a little bit more of a suction at the base, or some will get a little bit more suction at the head. And that is where a lot of bruising or pain comes from penis pumps, a lot of inconsistent suction. So then let's think that you put a water pump on. So what you do with the Bathmates is it's made of like this really thick plastic, and there's really no buttons or anything to it. It's just this plastic chamber. So you're going to take that. There's a little locking mechanism at the bottom. It's super easy. It's just this little switch that goes back and forth. And you're going to make sure that water isn't just like falling out of it. So you just have to tinker with this little switch, put it forward, and it locks the water. So we fill it up in the sink. Some guys do it in the shower. Some people just put a bucket by the bed because you want to use it right before intercourse. It's all just preference. It's whatever, you know, it's just depending on what the purpose of wanting a pump is for. But regardless, to use it, you're going to fill it up with water. You do kind of have to lean back just a bit so that gravity can kind of, you know, help the situation. And when you lean back, the water will balance on your pubic mound. And now you're going to take that pump and push it on your pubic mound, and the water, just a bit of water, is going to spray out of the top. And I would say you're going to have to pump 3 to 5 times to get a good suction. Don't over pump. Listen to your body. If it can't hold anymore, if it's like feeling painful or too much, of course, listen to your body and just release that. Let the water come out. But you're going to be left with a harder erection, of course, before using the pump. So most users of this pump will pump about 3 different times and then release it and then do it again for 3 times. So that's going to be like 9 to 15 pumps total. But you need to kind of take a break, like release the water and then refill it up. It takes about, 15 to 25 minutes, just depending on your tolerance, the suction hold that you want, and your purpose of using it. But seriously, the best reviews with Bathmates. They also sell a jelking cream, and when you buy a pump, there's a little bit of that cream inside of it as well. It opens up capillaries, blood capillaries, to continue stimulating and enhancing size. So jelking is really interesting. Bathmate talks about it quite a bit, but basically you're squeezing at the base of the penis and you're moving your hand up. It's kind of like a manual massage to do exactly what a C-ring does. Also stretching out a C-ring and putting it at the base of the pump and then rolling it onto the shaft after you're all done pumping helps tremendously. So I just wanted to touch on all these different things that we have for men today. If you guys have questions about any other pumps or Bathmates, please reach out to me after this episode, or you can even send me an email or socials, whatever is easier for you all, just so you guys have a little bit more information. If you need it, I am here. But they're great enhancements, and we do still sell very, very many Ching-a-ling pills. I know that I've talked about that in previous episodes when we talked about all the different enhancements for men and women. Still our most popular, awesome reviews on all the Ching-a-lings, and that is true for both men and women. So some penis owners use all three. You can use a pump, you can use a C-ring, you can use an enhancement, you can use a cream. Just keep in mind that we're not doctors, so if you would like to talk to a medical health professional, please do that before using so many enhancements. But if you are looking specifically for a toy for a penis, similar to like a vibrator would be for a vagina or a vulva, there is this brand of toys that we've been selling crazy lately. They're so popular. There's all different things that a lot of these toys do, but the material on all of them is fantastic, and they have a wide variety of different feelings that you're going to achieve with these strokers. And that's what we're going to call like something that men can use to masturbate with, either a stroker, a masturbator style, vibrator for men, any of those, we know what you're talking about. Men's toys or penis owner's toys, right? So Zolo does carry a whole line of different strokers for penises, and some of them are going to have a bit more of an oral sex sensation and have an orifice that looks more like a mouth. While there are a lot of other ones that actually thrust, just like intercourse, there are some other ones that do a spinning motion, so a little bit more of an oral sensation, and there are even some that have like an anal orifice to them as well. All super popular, just depending on what type of stimulation you're looking for. PDX also makes one called the Megabator that has different orifices, both oral, vaginal, and anal, that you can interchange, and they have a really similar material. They're either going to be made of a TPE or a cyber skin. There's a few of them by Zolo and by Fun Factory that are made of silicone. So silicone is a lot easier, in my opinion, to keep clean. It's just a lot softer. There's no pores to it. However, it doesn't feel as real as some of the elastomers or Cyberskins. Good thing to know about those while you're shopping for one. Cyberskin is going to feel the most real. It actually does have like the feeling of skin, very, very soft, bounces, it moves like skin does, but it does require that powder to keep it clean. It's like a cornstarch and silica powder. If you don't use the powder, that's what rips the toys or ruins the toys. It kind of makes them pull and rip. The elastomer is kind of a happy medium. It still bounces just like the Cyberskin does. It's not quite as soft. You need a bit of a warming lubricant, water-based lubricant, to make it feel real, but it doesn't require the powder to keep it clean, which is awesome, to just be able to put some cleaner on it and let it air dry or towel dry. Regardless of the material that you pick, there's all different functions as far as vibration goes, the spinning. Some of them actually have a suction or a thrusting. Some of them squeeze to hold like a Kegel. So really, really awesome toys for men. There is a new one out there that's called the ArcWave. And this toy is basically like the womanizer that I rave about, but for a penis. So it stimulates the frenulum the exact same way that the womanizer works for a clitoris. It has that air pulsation. It's not like a suction, so it's not a toy that's exactly going to feel like oral like some of the sucking ones or the squeezing ones. But that stimulation with the air is going to make it so there's no numbness or desensitization that a lot of vibrating toys do. So that is one of our top selling toys. I know that so many people have heard great reviews on it, and we hear reviews that are fantastic from our customers as well. But the whole top of it has this textured sleeve that you can push down on so it can feel a little bit tighter. You can actually stroke with that toy or set it on the counter and thrust inside of that toy. Just make sure to use a water-based lube for all of men's toys because they are that elastomer material, so you don't want to rip them. There's also the Hummer, which is amazing. It's by this brand that we sell called Vito. It has a 1-year warranty. It's made of that elastomer. Now, the Hummer is going to be the most comparable to an oral sex stimulator that we have in our stores. And the one thing with it is you do have to leave it plugged in while you're using it. But once you do, you just lubricate the shaft and you can set it on, and it's actually going to suck and release hands-free. So it's a great stimulator to use if you don't want to hold on to anything, or if you want to use it for foreplay, that would be amazing, or mutual masturbation, because it's completely hands-free. You don't even need to touch it if you don't want to. So I think the last type of toys to discuss are prostate toys. There are so many different options for prostate toys as well. I gotta say that Nexus, WeVibe, Eros, Lalo, and the Rabbit Company take the cake for my favorite prostate toys. The Vector by WeVibe is incredible because it bends its shape. It's all made of silicone. It's got a pressure point for both the perineum and cradles the prostate. Nexus has amazing prostate toys because they are actually built to milk the prostate. So a lot of them that move by themselves and are also made of that really soft silicone, so super easy to keep clean. They also have the biggest selection of toys for prostate that is hands-free. So really easy to use with a stroker or during intercourse or during masturbation because it's not something with a handle. So it would be fantastic to use while pleasuring a penis. The Rabbit Company has the beaded backdoor rabbit, which is very similar to a rabbit style that would be for women, but it does have the stopper for anal play, so it's safe for backdoor use. But this one is awesome for not just the prostate, because it's going to rock and cradle on the prostate, but it has those beads which are going to stimulate that sphincter muscle. So it is a little bit more of an intense sensation than a lot of other ones on the market. And then Lalo's has all different shapes. There are some with a remote control. There are some built just for manual stimulation, like the Billy. I think that I touched on some really good prostate toys also in our last episode about threesomes to use during intercourse, of course. But the really fun thing that I love about toys for penises and prostate is that you can build off all of these. So if you want to have the best experience ever, you can wear a C-ring after maybe you've used a pump, and you can insert a prostate toy while using a masturbator. I just think that that is so great that you can kind of build up that experience, really intensify stimulation by kind of continuing this whole time. Well, a lot of times with vulva owners, we try a toy and then kind of move on to a different toy, but it is for one area, of course, playing back door, similar to a prostate, but we only have that sphincter muscle, while men or penis owners or prostate owners get to stimulate a whole different sex organ for the prostate. So I'm a little jealous of that, I'm not gonna lie. I was talking to Samantha Brown from WeVibe months ago, and we were talking in one of the episodes, if you want to go find it and listen to it, about the Verge, which is their C-ring that kind of pushes right on the perineum. So it would be fantastic if a penis owner was in a chair sitting down and either masturbating or using a stroker, because you would have so much pressure, so much stimulation on the prostate, on the shaft, a longer orgasm, and now you get to play with yourself as well. Like, my mind is blown. I just think that there are so many different really fun men's toys to provide an experience, and not to mention an incredible orgasm. So if there's any men's toys, penis owners' toys that you guys are really intrigued on, not sure to use, not sure what's new, please reach out to me. I'm always here for suggestions. I'm always here if you need answers to something, or if you're trying to bring something into the bedroom and you're not exactly sure how to do that. I have so many women that are intrigued with toys for men and trying to bring them into the bedroom. I see that every single day at my job. And the best thing you can do is have a conversation. And if somebody is a little bit more standoffish about a new toy, you really have to bring them in or do some research and explain the added benefit to using something like this. Because for men or for penis owners, I 100% believe that it really isn't only just something fun to kind of play with and introduce and have this new thing in the bedroom. It will intensify orgasm. So why would you not want to try that and bring it in? But please, please reach out to me if there's anything I can do. My email is Haley, Haley, at loverslane.com. You can find us on Instagram at Intimacy Advisor Pod. We are also on Twitter at @IA_pod or on Facebook under Intimacy Advisor Podcast. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you all again next Monday. Bye.
Couples that play together, stay together.